This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, everybody, thanks again for tuning in to KOVE 1330 AM, 107.7 FM, Community Connected. You're listening to Today in the 10. Vince Tropea here with your Coffee Time interview. And we're in studio today with Owen Sweeney, Coffee Time family, here from the Lander Chamber of Commerce, along with Dr. Corey Lamlin from Fremont Orthopedics. They're here today to talk about the Business After Hours event happening this Thursday at 5:30 at their relatively new Western Wyoming Surgical Center office building located at 535 East Main Street. We always love it when Owen comes on and kind of introduces us to some of these chamber members and the Business After Hours events that they put on. We get to learn a little bit more about the services they provide and what folks can expect from the event itself. But before we get into all of that today, how is everyone doing this morning?
Doing well, Vince. It's always good to be back on the show.
Owen, appreciate you coming in.
Yeah, thanks. Same here, Vince. Appreciate being here.
Dr. Lamlin, good to have you back. You've been on in the past before, but it's been a while, so I'm sure there's been a lot that's happened in between now and then. But Owen, if you wouldn't mind, just giving some folks a background on what we do with these Business After Hours events and kind of pitch things over to Dr. Lamlin here.
Yeah, so what we do is once a month we invite the public. You know, this is open to the public. It's free. We invite them into the the buildings and the locations of our chamber members. This is a Chamber of Commerce event, but it's hosted by our members. And so, you know, part of our role at the Chamber of Commerce, of course, is to support and promote our members, and that's what this event does. It's a very chill, casual event. It's an opportunity for our members to really show themselves to the community. But it's also, there's a secondary aspect of it as well. It's for people who just want to come out, intermingle with other people in the business community. Bring your business cards. We do call it Business After Hours. There's no need to be shy. Come on out. And a lot of people in the public will actually come just to kind of figure out what's going on. But this is going to be neat because we did have an event at the same facility a couple of years ago, but it's undergone some changes.
Quite a few.
In the last few years. So I'm going to turn it over to Dr. Lamlin, and he can kind of walk you through it and give us an idea of what people can expect come Thursday.
Yes, please do.
So this Thursday, starting at approximately 5:30, we're going to get started with a very generally open to the public event, as you mentioned, but I would like to second, I've had a really multiple good experiences sharing business cards, meeting new business owners that I had no idea were even in town. So
great networking.
Yeah,
great
if you're thinking like, hey, I actually don't necessarily know a bunch of my, you know, colleagues around here and want to get to know some more, just come down for that reason alone. Mm-hmm. However, we're going to have a really good show to put on from the standpoint that this is new to Fremont County. We have not had a surgery center here before, and now we do. And we're going to open it up to the public to come into the main hallway where there's sort of shared community space. And that'll be a very communal environment where everyone's just socializing. That'll be kind of the main social scenario that's available. And then right across from there, we're going to have some, you know, snacks and drinks available. And inside the surgery center, for those that are interested, we're going to have tours. We're going to have these essentially clean suits that you can zip on. We've like tagged them bunny suits. And so, yeah, if you want to roll in the bunny suit, ears are optional. And we'll take you through the OR and literally see what a surgical OR looks like and get a sense of like how bright these lights are and where everything is and what an anesthesia machine looks like. And otherwise, hopefully, have a pretty typical after-hours event where we get a chance to get to know each other a little bit more and show off what we've got going on now.
But that'll be great for folks to have that opportunity to kind of check out the new facilities. What are maybe some of the pieces of equipment or some of the things that you're most excited about that people might just be unaware of, or services that you provide that some people just have no clue about?
Well, it wouldn't surprise me at all if people had no clue that this existed at all, actually, right? And so, yeah, it is that new. We've got a few weeks of doing essentially full-time orthopedics. We are offering arthroscopic-type surgery for we're also offering fracture surgery for patients who are traumatized and tendon repairs and very typical orthopedic-type repairs and reconstructions. And Dr. Francisco is even able to do some outpatient joint replacement surgeries for shoulders. And we're building up to do that more for potentially other joints as well.
And we know who you are, but for any of our listeners who aren't familiar with yourself, tell us a little bit about your medical background and the experience that you are bringing to Fremont Orthopedics.
Thanks for asking, Vince. I moved here in 2012 with Jean Lamlin, Mrs. Lamlin now, for almost 20 years. Hi, baby. If you're listening, I know she will be listening at some point. So we have since grown both our family and our orthopedic care here since then. We now have two awesome kids that are coming to the end of grade school. And during that time, we've added two new surgeons and said goodbye to two surgeons. So rest in peace, John Whip and Mike Mick Pryor. Mike Pryor, pardon me. Son Mick is, well, shout out Mick. No, and that's not why he's on my mind. So we're just, no, I think you better be there, Mick.
Thursday.
And we are offering also some specialty foot and ankle care through our newest surgeon that I would be totally remiss not to mention. Dr. Matt Mitchell is new to our clinic as well. But essentially, to get back to me, I just don't want to talk to myself about myself for too long. But
you're fine.
But essentially, over the last 10 years, what I would want to share most is that we've said goodbye to a couple surgeons, we brought on a couple new surgeons, and all the while have had a goal of improving the orthopedic care in our community. And have felt really good about that. We've been also advancing our care through access to nurse practitioners. We have two orthopedic nurse practitioners. And my life has pretty much revolved around those two things I mentioned, trying to raise the kids the best I can and grow orthopedics in this community the best I can.
Well, and just from the people that I talk to and interview all throughout any of the number of topics that I go through with them, sometimes they bring up local healthcare, and they bring up you guys all the time and how much of a saving grace you are for a number of people. And they always just say the best quality of service and personality and everything from you and Dr. Francisco, and I'm sure the other ones as well, but I hear that you two quite often being mentioned by folks.
Well, thank you. We take that very seriously, and you know, if you're out there listening, you know we care about you. We're like, when we're together, we are 1,000% focused on what is the right path for you at that moment, which is complicated. You know, we're dealing with very difficult situations with regards to a fresh motorbike crash or someone that's just finally coming in because they just cannot take their knee hurting anymore.
Well, we appreciate it, and we know, like I just mentioned, all the folks that out there do as well, and you can learn more about those services that they're providing at the Business After Hours, 5:30 this Thursday. That's at the Western Wyoming Surgical Center offices at Fremont Orthopedics at 535 East Main Street. And Owen, I'd be interested to hear from the Chamber's perspective as well, how huge this is to have this service now that we can promote in our community.
Oh, it's massive. Yeah, I mean, this is something that people have been hoping for and clamoring for. And I can say that my own family has benefited from the skills of the doctors at Fremont Ortho. So I started getting inklings about this a couple of, you know, a while back, and I thought, oh, that would be great. And, you know, I can't say anything about it. I didn't know that much, but I knew enough. And so now that, you know, the changes and upgrades have been made inside the surgical center, because years ago it was started as, you know, a cancer, you know, a cancer facility. So there's been, you know, there have been some significant changes, like Dr. Lamley was telling us a little bit offline before. And I'm excited. I haven't seen it. I'm really eager to get in there and see the upgrades and have everybody come out. It's a great facility. It's in a great building. For those of you who may not know where 535 East Main, it's kind of hard not to know because there's a big, gigantic 535 on the side of the building. But it's the building that's directly across from the National Guard Armory and the Catholic Church on Main Street in Lander. But we're very, very excited about this. I think it's going to be a great, great benefit for all of us who live here and potentially folks who want to relocate here.
And any other updates from the Chamber? I know Brewfest is coming up here soon, but
that's right. Yeah.
Aside from Business After Hours, what else do you have from the Chamber looking forward to as we're going
really
into these
right.
summer months?
Yeah, really right now. I mean, I think some people know that we take time off. We don't have Business After Hours in the summer. People just want to get out, right?
Right.
Like, we're not going to try to compete against all these other things that are going on, you know, on a June or a July evening when everybody just wants to get up in the mountains and, you know, get out on their mountain bikes and get on their kayaks and stuff like that. So I'm one of them. So, but yes, we do indeed have what's come to be known as Lander's unofficial summer kickoff, Lander Brewfest. It's always the second weekend of June. This year it's June 7th and 8th. Really excited this year in particular because not only did we meet our goal of reaching right around 30 brewers, we have discovered that's sort of our sweet spot. We can get about 30 of them here. But we've also invited, this is our first year, we figured, let's just try this, see what kind of a response we get. We said, we're going to invite some distillers
to come. Yeah.
And we got six.
Six of them.
On our first shot. So we are super pumped about that. So I've already seen some comments online of people saying, well, I never used to go to Brewfest because I'm not a beer person. Now that they've got, you know, whiskey and gin and vodka and like, whoa, I'm going, you know.
Right,
so
right.
And that was the point. The point was really to expand, you know, the clientele, if you will, who come. And so we want to make it a bigger tourism draw for Lander. And, you know, you combine it with all the neat stuff that goes on here every summer. You've got Lander Presents, right? The concert series. You've got, you know, the International Climbers Festival. So Brewfest is one of those kind of, you know, core anchor events that we have every summer. Riverfest is another one, you know, Art in the Afternoon. So we just want to make it bigger and better every year. It'll be once again at the Fremont County Pioneer Museum. A lot of people have said, oh, you know, why don't we go back to City Park? Like, well, we love City Park too. Don't get me wrong, especially the built-in shade. That's wonderful. But one of the things that we've been trying to do as we've been growing it, City Park's kind of tight. I mean, you know, when you're in there, like, working logistically, people wouldn't think about that. But when you're actually in there trying to, like, shove people in there and get you know, a lot of the brewers these days, they don't just come with a little table, right? They've got a giant trailer on the back of a you know, an F-350 or something. So we needed more space, and the space over at the museum, there's a lot of it, and we can expand. And our relationship with Scott Getz and Randy, who are over there at the museum, has just been tremendous. They've been so accommodating and welcoming. So we're really excited about it. It's going to be a little bit bigger this year. We always try to pick, you know, some very talented and good musicians. We've got the Two Tracks. They're an Americana folk band from Sheridan.
Very cool. Very cool.
They're great. They have a new album out, and they're eager to play it. And then there's another band that's sort of a little bit different than what we've had in the past, though. But Megan, our new program and events manager, she said, hey, check these guys out. They're from Billings, and they're called John Roberts y Pan Blanco, which is hilarious because, like, white bread. They're a bunch of white guys who play African and salsa Latin music.
Oh, man,
they are good.
Yeah.
And I was doing some research because I think you might know back in the day I was studying to be a professional musician. So I will admit to having a bit of a snob factor when I pick some of these bands. And when I started reading up on these guys, I was so blown away. This John Roberts fellow, he's a professor at the University of Montana. But he's toured all over the globe with, like, major headlining acts, you know, as part of the backing band and horn section. He's an incredible musician. So you can go to LanderBrewFest.com, and we have a drop down menu where you can check out. We have links to their music. So if you want to kind of get a preview of what you can expect, Friday night will be the folk Americana band, the Two Tracks out of Sheridan, and then kind of the Afro salsa Latin band from Billings. They're going to be on Saturday. So we're looking forward to another absolutely fantastic event. We're very grateful to Fremont Toyota. They have been our longtime presenting sponsor. Wind River Hotel and Casino is also our platinum sponsor. So we can't say enough about the great support we get for this event. People love to come to it, and it's just a grand old time.
And like you said, it is kind of that unofficial kickoff to the Lander summer event season. I think we're all thinking warm thoughts and just trying to imagine what it's going to be like enjoying a frosty beverage that first week of June there. But before we get to those awesome summer events, once again, we still have one of the last business after. Is this the last?
We will have one more in May. That's okay. Right. That'll be at Leslie and Scott's place, Robeson and Welcome Home.
Cool.
on Main Street, which I encourage people to come to, because the last time they were about to put in their kitchen. Well, that kitchen's in there. And man,
oh
man.
Exciting. Okay.
Oh, yeah. But before that, yeah, get excited about this Thursday and the newly updated Wyoming Western Surgical Center.
And once again, those offices are located at 535 East Main Street, and that will take place at 5:30. Usually lasts about an hour, hour and a half. Dr. Lamlin, was there anything else that you wanted to share with the community and our listeners about Business After Hours or any of the awesome work that you're doing over at Fremont Orthopedics?
Well, quick shout out for Speed Goat Rugby. There's usually a rugby tournament.
That is a good shout out.
You're correct.
And a lot of customers or patients that you get from.
I say friends slash customers slash patients. But yeah, they know I've got crutches in the back of my ride.
That's hilarious.
If you're interested, please come on by and check us out. Or our office number for anyone that is just needing some care is 332-9720. And we'll get you plugged in.
Website, social media, how can folks?
FremontOrthodox.com, spelled like it sounds, is our website. And between the website and the office number, we'll get you whatever you need.
Perfect. Well, Dr. Lamlin, Owen, we just appreciate both of you guys coming in today, taking time out of your busy schedules to fill us in on the Business After Hours. All right, everyone, we're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, more Today in the 10 after a quick word from our sponsors.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.